Roderick Romeo, Papa, it's Mama, Whiskey Balbitas, like, Roderick Romeo, Lord, 1814, Roger, Roger back on 1840, you know what, playing it all there, Rodney, Hatchet, Himmiger, well done with headbutt. Eye gouge. Oh, how can I be the main, one you mean? How can I be the man? It's impossible. I can never even think about the main. Shot, rebound, kick, shit, shot, rebound, kick, shit. He comes around with a wrap around, kick, hit the crossbar. Ooh, just bottom it. Shot, top shelf. Get them. Hinniger. Left, right, cross, counter, hook. Gouge. Cross, counter, hook, gouge. Finish him. Headbutt. Shake it, ooh.
Check.
What is up? Good Thursday evening right here in the neutral zone. Glad you joined us. Tell all your friends about it. We're right around the corner from Major League Baseball season. Opening day, Final Four. Just a crazy amount of stuff going on, and we're glad to be here with you. And want to congratulate Tony B going back to 1180 tomorrow. Tomorrow, no April Fools, ladies and germs, as Tony B will be back in the saddle over at 1180, 11-1. Be sure to make that adjustment on your radio dial. As there's a lot going on, seriously, and we're going to break it down. We're going to have some fun in here tonight. A lot of craziness about Butch Jones and phone conversations. Again, I agree with Tony. I agree with Ball Colonel. This is what a coach should be doing. The only thing I would add to it that could be concerning is is back to what Tony was talking about early on, and that was, to be exact, was, excuse me, for the clearing, constant clearing of the throat. Allergies are just, oh man, whew. And, you know, mowed twice this week. And I seriously think the rain today just blew it all over the place. Anyways, if I just break into, you know, well, you just thought maybe,
can you believe Jerry Jones thought Jimmy Haslam was one of the top five NFL owners? Okay. Well, you know, I mean,
you know, if I clear my throat, you never know what voice is going to come out. Well, that's usually the case, but anyways, Jim Harbaugh blasting the NCAA over what dumb rule that the NCAA might adopt next. So, it is what it is. A lot going on. WrestleMania 32. How many friggin' WrestleManias are there gonna be? I don't know. But anyways, 49ers look like they're not gonna trade Kaepernick now after all. So, we will see. We shall see. We shall see. But, like we said, Smokies baseball, big event this weekend, Fandemonium up at the park. You heard Cheeks talking about it today on the Tony Basilio Radio. And it's just a great time of year. Aside from the allergies, this is a great time of year because baseball is fixing to crank up. You've got March Madness. Obviously, we're in a heated, you know, presidential race year. It's just crazy amount of stuff going on. We're excited. Hey, you know what? If you want to throw out some fantasy baseball predictions, I'm going to give some bold predictions tonight. That's right, right here from the cheap seats. A little help from Randy Owen and the boys from Fort Payne, Alabama.
The Marlboro Man above the Rockville wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, if a blind man could have made that call.
Bring it in, TR.
We like our beer fat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard.
Rogette likes his dogs with, he doesn't really care as long as they're free and they keep coming.
We don't worry about the pennant much, we just like to see.
Well, that was yesteryear with the Cubs, but they're now the World Series favorite. I'm not sure if I like being the hunted. definitely a target on their back this year. I like the moves the Cubs have made. I'm going to tell you an under-the-radar guy on their team who I think is going to really exceed expectations this year. We're going to share a lot of that. We're going to dive into a lot of MLB stuff, give you some fantasy baseball sleepers, some fantasy baseball must-dos. Who you got cutting down the nets?
A clone. I'm driving around, man, with some 211, man, some Steel Reserve, 24 ounce, dude. Why can't I get it in a 25 ounce job like your competitor, Brider?
So TR's got beef with me and the brands that I sell, being 24 ounce cheap singles versus.
Called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall.
Ted Gentry, ladies and gentlemen.
Grown up, and this old town's not quite so.
Jeff Cook on bass guitar.
Miss the middle sized town in the middle of the Middle West. With no name pictures, local bands.
Mustard and relish
and all the rest. We like our beer
that likes his dogs with mustard and relish. 200-5402 if you want to jump in, be a part of this madness. We'd love to hear from you. 200-5402. MLB too, MLB rather is really getting aggressive. Oh, there's a drive way back. It might be. Hey, he caught it at the warning track. Holy cow! All right, so welcome in. It's officially spring. The first show of official. I guess calendar-wise, officially spring. But allergies, my sinuses have felt like it's been spring, oh, I don't know, for about 3 weeks. Because it is definitely messed with my system, that's for sure. Here's what we're going to do, though. 200-5402. We'll take calls. Thoughts and prayers there, and out for Jeek Jr. And Jeeker texted me there yesterday to let me know what was going on. And, man, said a prayer last night, and hopefully everything's going to be good there. And so definitely think about them tonight. As I know Jeeker probably won't be, imagine he won't be listening, but he'll remind me in about 2 or 3 days when he goes back to listen to the archive. So let's keep it clean tonight there, Lambrito. Let's not do anything to keep it from, that's a great song right here. Some early Alabama.
Hey, clone, man, I ain't against playing any SEC competition on the just keep me some how about some Skinner, man, or some CCR.
You said some PBRT?
Yeah, man, that'll work. Yeah.
Alright, so here's what we're gonna do. We're going to take calls. Masters coming up as well. We're going to spend a whole lot of time in that. But if Lambert can give us a greens update, how the greens going to play? I don't know. We may do something next week. Looking at that, is my calendar? I can't even tell you. I think it's next week, next weekend. So we got a lot going on. I don't believe it's this weekend. I don't think they ever overlap with the Final Four. Basketball transfers in NCAA. I think last year, if I read something correctly, there was a little over 700. That number might get shattered this year. You're already seeing some guys. And we're in the early stages. Who would have ever thunk the El Clasico between Real Madrid and Barcelona? They've now reached Super Bowl corporate pricing level. Amazing. And I'll tell you this, ranking the best of the 2016 MLB, 2016 Major League Baseball ballpark promotions. We're going to go through those as well. I will tell you this. I'll let you, as long as you keep it clean, you can pop in here tonight and tell us. A, I want to know what your walk-up music would be. Just get right to it. All right? Lead off your conversation. Lead off your call with it. If you would, please. And also,
have a take and don't suck.
The other one that I would love to hear is what would be your promotion, your big promotion, the one thing that you know it couldn't be, certainly cannot be, you know, 10 cent beer night or whatever the heck it was in with Cleveland and the MLB back in the day. That was atrocious. I mean, that got like out of control. So, if you can come up with something there, I'd be interested to see. You know, maybe your resume, that one thing that just catapults you and pushes you to, you know, up the ladder, corporate ladder, right there. So, anyways.
Earl Thomas Conley, dude.
Is telling her about you. She's been good to me when things would go well. How can I tell her now? Good ain't good enough. Oh, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you.
254-02 if you want to jump in with us. We'd love to have you. Phone lines are ringing. We're going to get right to those, I promise. Some more news and notes. So my Cubbies are on the cover of SI. I don't like that at all.
So don't expect me just to walk out of the door.
You know, just anything baseball oriented. If you want to pop in tonight, tell us the craziest ballpark food you've probably ever had. Maybe what you would, something you'd like to see created. If you were, you know, you were fresh out of culinary school or had a background in culinary skills, you could, you know, or you just stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. What would you come up? What would you create? And by the way, I understand, Briny Boy Hartman, Tony Basilio, his boy, and Beano are in a fantasy baseball league. And Tony told me it was already over. He dominated the draft. I'd love to get an update from Beano on this. Briny Boy is excited. That would be interesting. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall there and just see how that draft went down.
Hey, clone, I'm okay with draft, man, but I'd really rather have some shreds in long neck.
All right, so we're going to do this baseball theme tonight. We'll talk anything. I really don't want to go into 3 and 4 deep of spring football. I'm hearing some great things. I'm hearing some not so great things. I will get excited about that probably late July, maybe. If you want to jump in, 254-02. If you'd like to jump in, let's do this. Let's get it rolling right here. I was going to share a Vine with you guys here.
You still won't hear my love. But darling,
amen to that. Texas Fan 11, prayers to Jeek Jr. Hope you transfer to a healthy recovery, big guy. Hey, let's wish for the best there. Hope for the best there for Jeek Jr. Yeah, we need round two tonight of TR and Lammy. That was crazy stuff right there. Let's do this though. Let's go ahead. First pitch. Bat and lead off. Who we got right here? Hey, what's going on, man? Who we got here?
Hey, man, got any slits in long neck?
Team, my apologies. I had Keith Whitley turned up too loud there. I need to check my volumes. T, let me ask you. I know you're not probably much of a big baseball guy, but I've already decided this year I'm going to make a baseball fan.
Hey, contraire, Bo Clonio.
Oh.
Contraire.
That's not true.
I was a big baseball fan, and when they went on strike that year, was it 94?
I believe it was.
Yeah, when they walked out and left us hanging with no postseason, no pennant race.
Was it 81? I think it was 81, wasn't it?
No, dude. What planet have you been living on, brother? '93, Tony Gwynn was flirting with 400. Matt Williams was flirting with freaking 60 home runs. I mean,
yes.
Oh man, come on, 80.
Man, that's a pretty good big. That's a pretty good big wheel, man.
Yeah, 81 sucked too. I mean,
yeah,
St. Louis had the best rate. Georgie C's. Had the best record in baseball, but yeah. They were on the outside freaking looking in. Georgia,
yeah.
Yeah.
There was one in 81. I mean, the 94, yeah, you're most recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They came back, man. My Dodgers won the first half of the season by one half of a game, and they punched up the commish, I believe. That was his debut commissioner role there that year in 81 in baseball. He got his feet wet.
Yep. So who were you were Dodgers?
Yeah, that's my team. Dodgers since the late 60s, man.
Okay.
I don't remember Koufax. They were probably on black and white TV, you know, but I wasn't really old enough because he retired so early, man. I think like 66, I was still like 7 years old. But Big Don Drysdale, I remember him and Maury Wills and Manny Mota.
You were guys like Snyder and obviously Koufax, those were a little before your.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. A big Fernando Valenzuela.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, man. Fernando Mania, yeah. Okay, I gotta make a stop here a minute. Get me a cold one, so I'll holler back at you, Bo Clonio.
Yeah, holler back at me. Hey, TR, keep it under my umbrella.
Okay.
Anymore. Love TR the bass. I did not realize that you learned something about the most interesting man in Knoxville. I was going to ask T who he thought the greatest Dodgers.
My tears no longer waiting.
Greatest Dodger catcher.
My resistance ain't that strong.
254.02 if you want to jump
my
in.
Mind keeps recreating
final year of, I guess, the great, one of the greatest announcers in all of sports, Scully.
I don't love you anymore.
Spring training coming. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. 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 Rap, 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 rap. Opening day, Sunday. Well, opening day technically is Monday, but first games kick off Sunday. And Bo Clonio here looks to, three leagues last year, champion in all three, one in the dynasty league there. I'm not going to lie. I probably caught, I don't even know, probably did. I caught lightning in a bottle in the dynasty league because I had pushed the reset button there probably about a year ago and went from kind of punted the season to get some good draft picks and get some load up on prospects and make some moves. And I did quite well, Theo Epstein-esque, like getting in the playoffs and winning. So I look to defend crowns in three leagues and enjoy some crown. In the process. So TR had to make him a little pit stop. He could have found a drive. I could have given him at least two locations on Lower Broadway that he could have driven through the drive-through, and that would have been like radio gold. I mean, I could hear him. I mean, this would just been, it would have been gold for him. Let's keep it rolling right here in the neutral zone, 254.02. Big news coming for the show. We'll share that with you here, hopefully here in just a few short weeks. Welcome in. You're batting second right here. Who we got?
Clone.
What's going on?
I'm just a little bit confused here, buddy.
Okay.
We're putting restrictions on Lamprito now.
Taking
down. I mean, is this coming from the chairman of the board?
Well,
Mr. Bockwinkle, or I mean, who's this coming from?
Well, no, it's basically coming. Well, it's coming from me, and it's coming from above.
I mean, if it's from above, I understand completely. He's the boss man.
Yeah,
big boss man. I mean,
Why wouldn't it make sense if it came from me? I mean, my name's on the show.
Well, I'm at it.
That doesn't really make any sense. Yeah. Well, and two, it's kind of when you have some sponsors that go, "Hey, I didn't catch your show on the archive." Huh. That's kind of interesting. There, I mean, I was connected to the dots there. I mean,
not a fair
world.
We'll be able to get old Lamprito unfiltered, but I mean,
oh, it's great.
I mean, he's got some hot takes.
Oh, he does have some hot takes. And you know what? There'll always be a time and a place for that.
I mean, the guy ought to record some. You know, just set him up. And
dude,
was, you know.
I've been trying to get him on Periscope. I would literally buy him dinner.
Oh, Periscope isn't for him. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm telling you. Put him in like the Obi-Wan Kenobi. Put him like in the little Jedi suit. Or put him in like the mat and just have him like when a caller or somebody makes a comment, there you go, and just have him do like the Darth Maul Clint, you know, and somebody just like the throat clutch.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he wouldn't go for that. I don't know him that well. I know him well enough that he wouldn't go for that Periscope stuff. I mean, come on, man's not even gonna get on Twitter.
All right. He's on Twitter. Don't let anybody fool you. He is on Twitter.
Is he a lurker? You just lurk on there and check things out, follow Tony and everybody.
He keeps me up to date of Ella Dorsey.
God, Ella, I wish she'd come back and miss you, the Georgia Bulldog. That's terrible.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we could send that Bammer Jammer, Mary Scott, and the rest of a lot of those others over there. I mean, it's just.
Do we not have any smoke shows from UT that could be our weather girl?
I'll say this. I agree with Lammy. I mean, I think that girl on WVLT, the one that's always over there, does the Bush Jones coaches show.
Yeah.
I think she's dumb as a box of rocks, but I mean, she looks good on TV. I mean, let's get real.
You believe that moron? He called me fat and sappy on another radio show this week, Mayor.
Mayor did?
Yeah.
Man, I thought you were looking trim. Hell, I was actually starting to worry about you a little bit with how often you order food and then Roger just swoops it out from underneath you.
Well, Well, I mean, that's I mean, if you need to lose weight, hang out with Rosé.
Rosé, it's like
he's one of the seven deadly sins. Explain that to him.
Yeah, Rosé is like that. He's kind of like, and don't take this wrong, Rosé, we love you, but he's kind of like that. I don't know. He's not like even a vulture. He's kind of like
he's a bully. Let's call it what it is.
I mean, you're like built like a lion. You know, you're like, you know, you've got everything, and you turn your back a little bit, or you step over to, hey, how you been doing, or you know, and meet someone else in the pack, and then Rosé comes through like a hyena and just
takes it. Yeah, isn't a hyena. Jackal, and you just smash your food, and you turn around, and he just smiles, and God bless you.
Oh yeah,
love is hard. He's a good one.
No question.
I don't know, Klein. Can we talk about something besides fantasy? Did you get in that fantasy baseball stuff?
Oh man, I've been doing that for about too long. Been doing it for years.
And Tony's guaranteed a domination over Beano. You know what that means?
Yeah,
he's not going to win a game.
Should be interesting.
He was talking about his Mets today.
You got to love their pitching.
You really going to get on here and act like the Cubs are going to win the World Series this year?
I wouldn't say they're going to. I don't like them being the hunted. But one thing I did, and if you've listened to me for the last few years, I said when Theo Epstein took over, he was going to build something that every year the Cubs were going to be in it. Now, whether or not they kick the door in, hey, I think they're going to make another move if they're in it this year, which they should be. But you cannot look at that lineup and not say, oh my God. I mean, that is an American League lineup with everything they've added. I understand it's the Cubs and, you know, and they may be in the hunted this year. I'm almost straight. I don't know what to really expect. They've never been in this situation. But what I do know is when you've got all these young guys that are controlled, and by that I mean they're in controllable contracts, they're gonna be reckoned with for not just this year, next year, but a good 5-6 years. They're gonna be.
You don't see my boys coming in from up north and snaking some of the Yankees.
Oh Lord! I mean, the Yankees. The Yankees have got arguably the best bullpen in all baseball. Their starting pitching is, they're rebuilding their farm system. I will give them credit.
Have they said anything about Miller yet today?
Yeah, it's non-throwing, and he says he's, you know, they still have to go in and he's going to have more tests done, but he says he won't miss any time. I got a feeling they'll make him. Listen, when you've got all those, when you got three or four luxury Rolls Royces and in your garage, you can afford to set him down and they won't miss a beat. Let him get right.
It's a good problem to have.
Oh, it is.
Everybody took.
And he's there one more year. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way. I don't think they sign him next year, re-sign him. I think he's, you know, one big year. He'll get a monster contract from someone else. I think they'll go towards starting pitching next year and get younger. You could see Strasburg in pinstripes or in Boston. I mean, it's probably going to happen. You very likely you could see the next big contract. Yeah, Harper. Yeah, there you go. God, that short, compact little Utley-like swing that he's got. But I mean, he's got that pop. He's young. He's got the leg drive, the power.
In
that porch,
incredible in pinstripes.
Oh God, it'd be scary. I mean, he hit more line drive home runs with that the way the ball carries.
No, that'd be beautiful. Me and Beano would be so happy. Yeah, Sushi Spot Shane's a Yankees fan, too.
Yes, he is.
Found that out last night.
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. Robin Reed, she's during football season, you might catch her in there wearing a Steelers hat and a Yankees cap during baseball season. It's
She's kind of confused there, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh. Steelers. I stink.
Well, I mean, TR's a Rams, and then he's a Rams, and then, you know, then goes Dodgers, and he's talked about jumping on board with Briny Boy's Jags. I mean,
Why would you want to become a Jags fan?
I'm just poking him there a little bit. I'm waiting on him. He must have, the pit stop taken a little longer because I haven't heard back from him. He had to grab him a couple of stove pipes.
Dude, there's some cruise missiles, some of those Miller Lite can bottle things.
Yeah.
The thing's pretty fond of those down there.
Mm-hmm.
So him and the mayor were pretty torn up about the Lady Vols bowing out of the, not making it to the Final Four.
Yeah, it's, so let me ask you this though. If you're going into, if you're walking up to bat, what would be the Bears walk up music?
Walk up music?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you hit me with that one. A big balls by AC/DC.
Oh my goodness.
What? Oh, that's a fantastic.
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, I mean.
Is that Axl Rose replacing Brian Johnson? What do you think about that, Clem? Is that not a joke?
All right, so your rival, the Red Sox, the Panda, Pablo Sandoval, has, until he can lose all that weight, I don't know, it almost looks like he ingested another player or something. Showed up like 600 pounds overweight.
Looks like he's been hanging out with Roger, doesn't he? He's a great American.
So,
I mean, they're a worthless organization.
Who is?
Boston. The joke of a stadium they've got with the, whatever they call it, Big Green, whatever.
Seriously?
I mean, it's horrible. The whole city's horrible. Just everything. I hate Boston. Yeah, seriously. I mean, why would I mean, I'm a Yankee. I have nothing. You can't wear your Yankee. You can't even go to a game at that abomination they call Fenway wearing a Yankees hat without fear of getting hit over the head with a baseball bat by some punk from South.
Well, it should be that way. I mean, when you're talking about a big time rival, but that's you gotta admit that's an, I mean, what an amazing venue.
No, I'd rather go down the go down to Winona Field and watch a game rather than go up there to that joint.
Hey, at least at Winona you get to see Lefty. He'd be out there trying to bum a weed eater off of somebody. Raise money for a weed eater. We called him Lefty. Lefty, I actually have played softball down there, and I kid you not, I seriously would bet money that he fell asleep home plate umping.
Leroy?
Yes, Leroy. Who, by the way, Leroy, I've seen Leroy grab him a 25-ounce natty.
At the Kenjo Market, man, right across from Dirty George.
Do you think
he
is drinking his beer now? Or is he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that dude, he must have saw flashing sign or something, or somebody was going to buy him a cold brewski because he don't usually exit that quickly.
No, he had to go.
Yeah. Either that or he had some luggage or something he had to drop off.
What's this about Deke Jr.? Was he in a wreck or something?
Yes.
Is he all right? Yeah.
I have not heard the latest update. I thought about, I'll text here at our first break. I'll text Jeeker and see if I can get an update.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's horrible. I hope he's all
right.
It is.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, heck, I'm going to get off here and listen to the show. Free Lambrito.
Hey, he's always welcome. We have to filter. Filter. All right. Appreciate it. Bear with, I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious to see who, what the callers, and if you want to tweet your walk-up music to me at BB Clone, you can. Be interesting to see what folks would select as their walk-up music. I tell you about some great walk-up music as I walk up into the studio. T-Boz is outside, is playing. his mandolin, his fit, I mean, playing all these instruments. It was just a crazy amount of talent he has, just bending some chords on there. Let's do this, though. Let's get our first break, 25402. If you want to jump in with us, we'd love to have you. We'll catch you right after these first set of messages, and come on back with us.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage, royalty for moving and storage, residential and commercial moves. It's all covered, available 24/7 with a 1 hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned, and we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know what? If you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the Clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I tell you what, those growler sales and four packs and six packs to go. It's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 packs.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over in a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there. Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes, and Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu, if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri, to the sashimi, to the maki, or just tamaki. Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the Clone here on TonyBasilio.com, and I guess on one of them old smartphone apps. Okay, then. Now back to my boy Basilio.
along a lonesome highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman.
Yes.
Or the girl you knew the night before.
Yes.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again.
200-5402 if you want to jump in with us.
Up on the stage, here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
Yes.
Will you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road,
and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold?
Pretend
it doesn't bother you,
but you just want to explode.
Yes.
Most times you can hear them talk.
Other times you can. All the same old cliches.
Is that a woman or a man?
It's critical.
And you always
seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand.
Yes. Here I am.
Yes.
There I am, up on the stage.
All right, we told you throughout the show we would give you, and I'm coming right to the calls here, 200-5402. Let's go ahead and load them up. Because with this Cubs lineup, hey, you know, pick your poison. Pitch to them. Let them get two or three guys on, and you can light up the scoreboard in a hurry. All right, I'm going to say first, and some of these are really, really bold predictions. Some of them are just, yeah. If you followed any baseball last year, some of this is just, God, this is beautiful.
Evening as you lie awake in bed, I got my Lenny's magazine, I just rolled a patty.
You smoke the last cigarette, remembering what you said.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Here I am.
Oh, hell, I am on the road again.
On the road again.
Up on the stage, there I am. I got the lyrics backwards.
Here I go.
Kind of like when I break a story.
Land star again. There I go.
Yes.
Turn the page. Ah, here I am.
On the road again. There I am. Up on the stage.
All right, great stuff right there. Classic. Turn the page. Bob Seger. That song is just so awesome. I love some old Seger. First bold prediction. I'll say AL American League Cy Young winner will be Chris Archer from the Tampa Bay Rays, who, by the way, I think they're, I really believe they could have the most under the radar. Drew Smyly comes back this year. Matt Moore, he's probably going to be one of the better number three, number four starters. I really could see them. They lose Nathan Carnes to Seattle, but not a big loss there. But I really believe that 1-2 punch right there. And I think Chris Archer, if he gets any run support, you know you're going to get about 2.5 ERA, possibly below that, if the ball bounces right for him. And 200 and, gosh, I mean, he could be 215, 220 strikeouts. But I think he is a capable of winning 18 games and 215, 230 strikeout range. He could be your AL Cy Young Award winner. Again, probably a guy that's probably 7 through 10 on most people's rankings. Lambert, you gotta let it play. You gotta let it play out. You gotta let it play out.
Yes.
Watch Danny Salazar this year, too. He could very likely be the Indians. Those two teams, the Indians pitching staff, remember the name. Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar. You know about Corey Kluber, 2014 Cy Young winner. He should bounce back nicely this year. Healthy for a change. Their young phenom, shortstop, Francisco Lindor. He's a gold glove. Watch the Indians. I know they keep saying it. This is the year. This is the year. And there's the Royals that just, they don't have a staff. They don't have an ace on their staff. Medlin should be solid for them this year, but you know, he's probably 190 innings, maybe a 3.5 ERA, 150 to 160 strikeout kind of guy. He's not an ace, but you just love what they keep doing there. I'm going to make another crazy prediction. American League home run champion crowned this year. I'm going to say Martinez, J.D. Martinez for Detroit. I think he has protection in the lineup. You've got Upton there. You've got Cabrera. You've got V-Mart. Victor Martinez, I think he is a guy you really watch out for him, left fielder for Detroit. And I'm going to give you a crazy bold prediction. He may not lead the National League in home runs, but he's in a contract year. He's going to strike out probably, oh, I don't know, about every time you turn the TV on, he's going to be whiffing. But I'd say Mark Reynolds might hit 40 bombs in Coors Field this year. So some cheap value there if you want to grab a guy who probably will go undrafted. Let's do this, though. Let's go ahead, and we'll give you some more bold predictions right here in the neutral zone. Let's go ahead and get it rolling right here as someone's already been rolling something. Who we got?
Yeah, rolling.
Hey, what's up, Broder?
Why is Lambrito being silent? What did I do? What are you trying to do to Lambrito?
Nobody's doing anything. Robbie took it out of context. What I said was that Jeeker probably would not be able to listen tonight, and thoughts and prayers out for Jeeke Jr. And their family. But I just told him, I said, especially since Jeeker would not be able to listen to the show tonight.
You said something about sponsors and the archive.
Yeah.
And you pretty much said that I'm being censored.
You are. You're being
the same old callers calling every show. I called you, Clowny, and now you're telling me I'm not wanted here in the neutral zone?
Not what I said. They're putting words in my mouth. Listen. What I was saying
was that Lightning's been validated. Look at that article the Sentinel put out on Butch Jones. The lesbian power base in the mid-state is stronger. And
wait for it.
It's just.
All right, wait for it.
I guess you can't mention lesbian power base.
I mean, Tony talks about it all the time. He tries, you know, with not so many words, about trying to, what these people are, I mean, they're playing for keeps. And nobody, you know, you want to dance around it, that's fine. But don't censor me.
No one's censoring you, Lammy. All I was saying,
the hits are going to keep on coming, Cloney. I'm telling you. It's all been told. These people are playing for keeps.
Mm-hmm. No question.
If nobody talks about it, hell, I mean, they win. I mean, I don't want them to win. I mean, they're resentful. They were entitled for all those years of thinking fake basketball mattered and winning those games actually meant something when it really didn't. And that flying on that airplane and sleeping in the hotels and eating the 5-star meals, that sense of entitlement, Cloney, grew so strong. And then when Hitman Hart showed up, he peed in a lot of cereal bowls. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He may have been heavy-handed, and he did. He peed in a lot of people's Cheerios. I mean, he tore that damn kingdom, that little kingdom over there, tore it down. But somebody was going to do it. They're mad about it.
Yeah, Hey, not to change the subject. I want to let you do your thing.
I don't know why you can't talk about it.
Well, I don't know.
Evidently, I can't talk about it. I guess this won't make the archive either.
Hey, when you jump...
Lambert's been censored. I mean, I get it.
When you jump off of here, you need to check on TR because I think he... As Vault of the Bone alluded to on the Twitter, I think he might have cut across three lanes of traffic after he saw a cold beer sign.
Maybe he saw Ice House Soap Fights. Two for a dollar.
Yes. Yeah, I want to know where that deal's at.
Yes.
Now, what do you... So what do you think? You get the big move tomorrow, T-Boz... Back in 1180 right there, exciting times.
Yeah, if you say so. I kind of liked the JBE Network. It's better every day. I liked it. I liked that show that used to follow Tony where Miss Etiquette would come on there. You know, it's kind of like the old days when you had T. Blackman and Mrs. Lynn on that morning show. I mean, it's a good program. I enjoy entertaining radio. And I mean, they have some quality programming over there. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, welcome to Talk of the
Town. I don't know. I've got bad. I mean, I don't feel good about going back to 1180. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I'm not gonna rubber stamp it. Because I know some of the same people are still over there. They're still over there. You know?
Yeah. Hey, Ball.
I'm not gonna rubber stamp it. I mean, I'll still listen. I'll still support.
All right.
But I'm not gonna rubber stamp it.
A Vault of the Bone on Twitter wants to know if we can get a Lammy and Super Dave Florida game story.
Lambert and Super Dave Florida game story. Well, there's, I guess it's that 92 game when it rained, and we were down there in those temporary seats.
Mose Phillips, dude.
We were in those metal bleachers they don't even have anymore, and there was like a chain link fence behind us. We were down there. There's four or five different groups of people came up with the same tickets, but we got there first, so we weren't giving them up. And Mose Phillips basically ran into our arms on that play.
Yes.
He ran right down the field into our arms in that driving rainstorm. I mean, it was incredible. But at some point during the game, people, Florida fans behind us, were throwing shit at us from above that chain link fence where we couldn't get to them. And sometime around the third quarter, I looked back, and I was standing next to Snyder, the Billy Goat Rider, and I said, look back there at Super Dave. Super Dave was climbing that fence. They'd hit him in the back with a dip or a cup of dip spit or something, and he had on a white shirt, and he was just all over. He was climbing that fence to take on four or five of them back in the early 90s. And we had to go physically pull him off that chain link fence.
Yeah.
That's no lie.
So he was in attack mode like Roger on that pizza down there that day that somebody...
It was probably torn limb from limb if he would have made it across the fence.
Lammy, let me ask you about changing gears here a little bit. Robert Kimdichie was meeting with the Broncos today, according to Ian Rappaport. Could they potentially, and I know there's baggage there.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine if that cat, if he falls?